afternoon, delegates. Please take your seats. We're starting about 5 minutes after our expected time. Please take your seats so we can begin. Delegates, please turn your attention to Mr. Secretary, who has an announcement to make. Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Let me repeat my announcement already made prior today, just for the benefit of delegations that were absent at this time. First, an informal meeting of the chairpersons of Codex committees and task forces is being called upon by the chairperson of the commission, Dr. Claude Mosher, to take place in Canada Room starting 6:30 this evening. Secondly, there will be a meeting tomorrow of the countries belonging to the Near East region. This meeting will start at 12:30 in Lebanon Room. In Lebanon Room, the meeting of countries of the Near East region will take place tomorrow, Wednesday, at 12:30. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Distinguished delegates, we will take up the continuation of our work on item 6, proposed draft standards submitted to the Commission for adoption at step 5. The next items on our agenda were submitted by the Codex Committee on Food Labeling. There are three of them. The first one is the proposed draft amendment to the guidelines for organically produced foods, ethylene. Mr. Secretary, the relevant documents, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The relevant document is Appendix 4 of document Adinom 07/30/22. This item was not the subject of any particular discussion at the Executive Committee within the framework of critical review. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Can the Commission agree to adopt this proposed draft amendment to the guidelines for organically produced foods? May I have the sense of the floor? Cuba, please.
Gracias, Madam Chairman. Cuba desea hacer una intervención relacionada con la inclusión del etileno que aparece como parte del anteproyecto y está de acuerdo en el avance de la norma siempre y cuando el cultivo de la fruta se realice con buenas prácticas agrícolas y que la utilización del etileno esté de acuerdo con estas buenas prácticas, que su cantidad sea mínima y que la fruta sea sana. Esto lo planteamos porque tal y como el anteproyecto se viene desarrollando, no deja claro cómo se van a organizar los procedimientos y principios para regular la participación y adición del etileno y que no se convierta en un principio que después pueda terminar en un problema ético para que una fruta no sana, no madura o que no esté en condiciones pueda sufrir un proceso de este tipo. Esa es la preocupación que Cuba tiene respecto a este tema y quisiera que se pudiera incluir de alguna manera para adelantar en el anteproyecto. De otra forma, considera que podríamos tener obstáculos para su avance. Gracias.
Thank you, Cuba. Thank you again, Cuba. I would suggest that this, perhaps this comment, again, to remind delegates that comments written and otherwise will be submitted to the committee for further consideration, and the committee can consider this issue in its further deliberations, and I see an assent from the chairperson of that committee. Thank you, Cuba. Before we continue, I will remind delegations of my cautionary words this morning. Let's not read out written comments submitted before and keep technical comments to a great minimum, striving to submit them to the committee in writing. We have a lot to do today. Thank you again, Cuba. Egypt, please.
شكرا سيدة الرئيس.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson.
بالنسبة لموضوع الإيثيلين فقد تم دراسته ولكن كان لنا تحفظ على استخدام هذا المنتج في هذه المنتجات العضوية. إذا كان هناك استيفاء للإشتراطات العامة الخاصة بإضافة المادة التي توصلت إليها مجموعة العمل فنحن لا نمانع من استخدام هذه المادة شريطة استيفاء هذه الاشتراطات. شكرا سيدة الرئيس.
Thank you, Egypt. This comment very much like Cuba's. I think the Codex Committee on Food Labeling will take good note of these points. Are there any other comments that delegations choose to make before we adopt this document? Given that the previous two interveners do not wish to block it. Columbia, do you have... No. Yes? Columbia, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Simplemente quisiéramos saber, en relación con el informe de la Secretaría, cuál fue la razón para que el Comité Ejecutivo no mirara este documento. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Columbia. I will ask the Secretariat to answer your question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Executive Committee looked at the text submitted to Step 5 as well as to Step 8 from the viewpoint of the consistency with other documents, the correct use of terminology, and the endorsement status. And being this text being still at step 5, the exec committee viewed that there was no impeding reasons why this document should be brought back to step 3. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. I see no flags, so I take it that the sense of the Commission is that we can adopt this draft amendment to the guidelines at Step 5. Thank you very much. The next item before us is the proposed draft amendment to the general standard for the labeling of prepackaged foods regarding quantitative declaration of ingredients. The relevant documents are, Mr. Secretary?
The relevant document is Appendix 6 of the report of the same committee, Committee on Food Labeling. The work had started in 2006 as new work approved. Okay. Just a second. Which is correct? This is mission 6. I can check.
It's
on
this one.
Sorry, I went too early.
5 and 6. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I went too quickly. The relevant document is Appendix 5 of the committee report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. May I have the sense of the floor on the Commission's willingness to adopt this document at Step 5 and move it on for further advancement? I see no flags. Ah, I'm sorry. Norway, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Norway supports that a standard should be adopted at Step 5, but we would like to mention that at the meeting in the CCFL, we expressed our concerns that the element of added sugar was deleted. But in the spirit of consensus, we acknowledge that the standard should go on. We think that this information of added sugar is important to the consumers. The matter is closely related to the global strategy on diet, physical activity and health, and its intention should not be lost and should be treated in that context. And we hope that we can come back to this one later on. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Norway. I believe the committee will take note of that, will need to take note of that in comments from this proceeding. Do I see any other comments? I do not. Thank you very much. Delegates, we have adopted this proposed draft amendment. Let's next move to the proposed draft definition of advertising in relation to health and nutrition status, and let's hear the relevant documents from the Secretary.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The proposed draft definition is included as Appendix 6 to the report of the Food Labeling Committee. The delegations present today may also wish to note that definition has been developed as such, but no decision has been taken or by recommended by the committee as to where to place the final definition in the event when it reaches Step 8 in the future. So if the Commission agrees to the adoption of this definition on a provisional basis, the Commission may wish to invite the CCFL to also decide on in which document to place this future definition. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. So I ask the Commission to consider adoption of this text, taking into consideration the point just raised by the Secretary. China, please.
Thank you, Chair. China does not think it is necessary to define advertising within Codex, because this is a subject that should be better defined by national authorities. Thank you.
Thank you, China. We will note your observation. Are there any other comments on this text? I see no flags. Thank you. Delegates, we will adopt this proposed draft definition of advertising in relation to health and nutrition claims. The next documents before us are from the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues, and there is one document, the proposed draft maximum residue limits for pesticides. May we hear the relevant documents, Mr. Secretary?
The relevant document is Appendix 4 to document Adinom 07/30/24, which is the report of the latest session of the Committee on Pesticide Residues. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. There are seven MRLs proposed in this document. Do I see any comments from the floor? European community, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The European community maintains its reservation for endosulfan for the reasons outlined in Lim 8, and we would appreciate if the report of this meeting could note accordingly. Thank you.
Thank you, European community. So noted. Are there any other comments from the floor? I see no flags. No, I'm sorry, Norway.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Not being a member of the EU, Norway would like to support the EC. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Norway. This could get very confusing. We will note your point. Thank you, Norway. Are there any other comments? United States of America, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The United States supports the adoption of all of these draft MRLs. We would note that marine mammals are listed under thiabendazole, an obvious editing error that should be corrected by the Secretariat. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, United States. We'll note that. Are there any other comments? This time I'm quite sure I see no flags. So I will take the will of the Commission to adopt this set of proposed draft maximum residue levels for pesticides. Thank you very much. The next proposed draft text before us is from the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses, and it is the proposed draft advisory list of nutrient compounds for use in foods for special dietary uses intended for infants and young children. The relevant documents, Mr. Secretary, please.
The relevant document is Appendix 5 to document Adinorm 07/30/26. The Executive Committee did not make any comments and found it in order for Step 5 adoption. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. Are there any comments on this proposed draft text? Seeing none, the Commission adopts this text. Thank you very much. The next item before us is from the Codex Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables, and there are two. The proposed draft codex standard for jams, jellies, and marmalades, we will take them separately. Let's take that one first. Are there any comments? First, Mr. Secretary, the relevant documents, please.
The proposed draft standard is contained in Appendix 6 of document Arinom 07/30/27, which is the report of the Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Are there any comments on this document? I see no flags. The Commission then adopts this document. Now, the next one from this committee is the proposed draft codex standards for certain canned vegetables. And the relevant documents here, Mr. Secretary, are which, please?
The document is Appendix 7 to document Arinom 07/30/27.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. May I have the sense of the floor on this document? I see no flags, therefore no comment. The Commission adopts this document. Thank you very much, delegates. The next document before us is from the Codex Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables. And it is the proposed draft standard for bitter cassava. I will point out to the Commission that the Executive Committee did discuss this document to some extent, to some great extent. And you will find the record of that discussion in the report of the Executive Committee, paragraphs 28 through 30. The Executive Committee recommends for your consideration adoption of this text at step 5, and while continuing work on the standard, and as a separate matter, suggests that the CC, the Codex Committee on Contaminants in Foods, which I find myself referring to as C3F, consider the safety of hydrogen cyanide levels as proposed in the standard with a view to reevaluating cyanogenic glycosides by JECFA. That was the recommendation of the Codex Executive Committee while recommending adoption of this text now at step 5. May I have the sense of the committee on this document with taking into account the recommendations of the Executive Committee? European Community, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The European Community strongly supports the orientation of the Executive Committee on this issue. Thank you.
Thank you, European Community. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Argentina tiene una preocupación puntual en relación al ítem 2.2, que se refiere a la calidad comestible. Consideramos que en lugar de calidad comestible debería decir la pulpa del producto, quedando redactada la oración como los defectos no deben en ningún caso afectar la pulpa del producto. Gracias.
Thank you very much, Argentina. I trust that the committee, this committee, will take due note of your observation. I believe the chair of this committee is here, and he even speaks Spanish. Thank you, Argentina. Are there any other comments on this document? I see no flags. I thank the delegates and thank you for working with your executive committee, which is working hard to help make your work more efficient and effective. Thank you. The next document before us also comes from this committee, and it is the proposed draft guidelines for the inspection and certification of fresh fruits and vegetables for conformity to quality standards. Are there any comments on this point, on this document? Although perhaps I should ask the secretary to point us to the relevant documents. No, not necessary. Any comments, please? Thank you, delegates. I see no flags. And at this point, I would like the secretary to make one observation for the committee, which will be an observation directed to the Committee for Fresh Fruits and Vegetables. Mr. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Within the Codex system, the committee that usually carries the prime responsibility on standard setting in the area of certification and inspection is the Committee on Food Import Export Inspection and Certification Systems. And this committee has developed a range of codex texts for general application. The text in question being developed by Codex Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables is meant to provide more detailed guidance on the products covered by the text while keeping the consistency with the general guidance of the Codex Alimentarius Commission on certification. Therefore, Madam Chair, one suggestion which the Commission may wish to consider is that in view of the linkage between this document and the existing Codex texts in the area of inspection and certification, the Commission could invite the Committee on Food Import and Export Inspection and Certification Systems to review this document and provide any useful comments, if there are any. This is not a proposal to tie the finalization of this document to the opinion of CCFIX, but simply to give an opportunity to CCFIX to comment on this document without firm commitment on the following course of action to take. Madam Chair, the same document also contains provisions on sampling. Therefore, it might make sense to extend the same invitation to the Codex Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling so that the latter committee is invited to review this document and make any useful comments. So this is a proposal the Secretariat puts forward to the Commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Can the Commission agree to the wisdom of this suggestion, which would require some additional thinking and some small amount of work by the mentioned committees? I see a nod of assent from the host country for fresh fruits and vegetables. Australia, yes. And CC Mass, I hear no objection, so, and seeing no further flags, I understand that the Commission wishes to adopt this document with the suggestions as made by the Secretary. Thank you very much, delegates. Distinguished delegates, the last two draft texts before us in this agenda item are from the Codex Committee on Contaminants in Foods. The first one is the proposed draft maximum level for 3-monochloropropane-1,2-diol, apparently known as 3-MCPD, to its friends, in liquid condiments containing acid hydrolyzed vegetable proteins, excluding naturally fermented soy sauce. The relevant documents are, Mr. Secretary.
Thank you, Madam Chair. These are numerical standards in the form of draft maximum levels, and these levels have been forwarded from the Codex Committee on Contaminants and Food Additives, and it's included in Appendix 10 of the report of the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Are there any comments on this first of the pair? European Community, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The European Community has continued important concerns with the proposed level of 0.4 mg per kilogram under discussion in the Contaminants Committee. We believe our approach needs to take greater account of a number of factors, notably the next item on the agenda, the Code of Good Practice. Secondly, on the evolving science on chloropropanols in general, where we believe there is a growing body of concern over their health impact. And finally, the fact that using good manufacturing practice, much lower levels are achievable. And for this combination of reasons, we believe that the Codex should be more ambitious in aiming for a lower level, and we will continue to strongly argue accordingly in the Contaminants Committee. Thank you.
Thank you, European Community. I understand that you will bring that enthusiasm to the community, but that you do not wish to stand in the way of its adoption now. Thank you. Republic of Korea, please.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Republic of Korea supports the proposed standard for city MCPD as 0.4 ppm. As step 5, as proposed in the first session of CCCF in Beijing this year. Thank you.
Thank you, Republic of Korea. Norway, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Norway are sharing the concerns that the EC just put forward, but we are not opposing the standard going forward. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Norway. Seeing no other flags and noting the comments of the European Community in Norway, the Commission adopts this proposed standard and elects...
Egypt,
are you commenting on this particular standard or the next one? On this one.
نحن نرى إذا كان هذا المستوى 4.10 قد تم تحديده على أساس علمي من قبل لجنة الخبراء فلا مانع إطلاقا من قبوله والمضي قدما في هذه المواصفة. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Egypt. We note your comments, as does the committee. We will keep moving on, and I imagine the debate will keep moving on. Thank you, Egypt. Having adopted the proposed draft maximum levels, let us now turn to the proposed draft code of practice for the reduction of 3-MCPD during the production of acid hydrolyzed vegetable protein and products that contain them. Are there any comments from the floor, please? I see no flags. Thank you very much, delegate. So we have adopted this item. Thank you very much, delegates, for working effectively on that last agenda item. In closing it, I will remind the Commission that after this Commission discusses agenda item 13, and only then, we will return to discussion of the two items left unresolved under agenda item 6, the proposed draft standards for gochujang and ginseng. So they remain to be resolved. But let's turn our attention now to agenda item 7, revocation of existing codex standards and related texts. As the Commission probably knows, there is really no formal procedure for the revocation of standards. The Commission, however, is the only body empowered to adopt a standard. It is, therefore, the only body with the power to revoke the standards that it has previously adopted. There are, as I read it, 7 standards proposed for revocation by 5 committees. I would recommend that we take these revocations on en bloc for all the proposals listed on a no objection basis. I now invite the Commission to agree on the revocation of the standards listed in this agenda item. Delegates, please may I have your consideration and your feedback. I see no flags. Therefore, the Commission has now revoked all the standards listed in this agenda item. Thank you very much, delegates. Distinguished delegates, let us now turn our attention to agenda item 8, proposals for the elaboration of new standards and related texts, and for the discontinuation of work. The decision to take on new work can only be made by this commission, and the executive committee acts to assist the commission in its decision making along these lines. The executive committee has last week reviewed all of these proposals and recommends to the commission that the commission approve all of the proposed new work items. The executive committee does recommend for the commission's consideration a few amendments to several of these proposals, and I would ask you to refer to the report of the executive committee, Alinorm 07/30/3, and paragraphs 31 through 46, which contain these notes. I would like to share with the commission an important observation by the executive committee as it carried out its critical review of these new work proposals. And I specifically direct you to paragraph 46 in the executive committee's report. The project documents that we reviewed, the ones that were submitted, generally followed the format described in the procedural manual, but we found that they varied significantly in the quantity and quality of supporting information, to the degree that the executive committee had a bit of a difficult time reviewing these new project proposals. They were so different from one from the other. So at this point, I would like to strongly bring to the attention of the commission that the executive committee strongly encourages that future project documents follow the current procedural manual format, not the previous one, the current procedural manual format, and provide more detailed and relevant information with particular attention to enabling evidence-based assessment against all the criteria for the establishment of work priorities. The executive committee will next year take note of new work proposals that don't meet this mark. Thank you very much for your consideration. The first proposal before us for consideration is from the Codex Committee on Fish and Fishery Products, and it is a revision of the procedure for the inclusion of additional species in standards for fish and fishery products. There were no additional comments from the Executive Committee on this item. Mr. Secretary, have you anything to add? No? Are there any comments from the Commission on this item? Morocco, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Tout d'abord, nous appuyons ce nouveau travail, mais je voudrais aussi donner un complément d'information, si vous le permettez, et juste pour préciser que ce nouveau travail rentre dans les actions que nous avons menées depuis 1999 dans toute la problématique qui a touché la norme conserve sardines et produits de type sardine. Travail mené par tous les membres du Codex en vue de répondre aux principes fondamentaux du Codex, à savoir la loyauté des transactions commerciales et la santé du consommateur. Dans l'immédiat, nous avons pu trouver une solution en amendant la norme, tout en sachant que la défaillance revenait à la procédure utilisée. C'est pour cela que nous appuyons de toutes nos forces à ce que ce travail aboutisse dans les mêmes conclusions que nous avons pu avoir pour la norme conserve. Madame la Présidente, j'aurais une petite question concernant le statut de ce travail. Dans le rapport du comité exécutif, nous avons un petit flou et on aimerait qu'il soit éclairci parce qu'on nous dit que ce travail, cette procédure serait un document interne qui ne serait pas publié, mais on voudrait savoir comment il pourrait être une méthode officielle utilisée dans toutes les inclusions d'espèces. Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, Morocco, for your question. This gives the Secretary an opportunity to provide some clarification on that point. Thank you. Mr. Secretary, please.
We have 14 items proposed for new work, which is set out in Table 1 of the main working document, which is Arinorm 07/30/8. And the Commission may wish to note that the first item, which is the revision of the procedure for the inclusion of additional species in standards for fish and fishery products, and the sixth item coming from Nutrition Committee regarding the establishment application of risk analysis principles, these two items will not be finalized as any documents for inclusion in the Codex Alimentarius. In other words, these are two documents that will guide the work of the respective committees. We have a number of documents that belong to this category. For instance, in Milk and Milk Products Committee, there are criteria for prioritization standardization of cheese products or milk products. And we have in the Committee on Food Hygiene the procedure whereby the committee prioritizes its work. So basically, these are documents that will guide the work of the Codex Commission and its subsidiary body, and they were not for inclusion in the Codex Alimentarius. In relation to the transparency, there has been some ongoing discussion within CCGP as to the public availability of a series of documents that are used by committees that are not readily available, neither on the website nor as part of the procedural manual. The Secretariat will continue to look at this matter and follow the discussion of the CCGP, but if the respective committee so wishes, after the finalization of this document, will not only be attached to the report of the committee concerned, but also there is an opportunity for inclusion in the Codex Procedural Manual or posting on the website so that it would be easier for anybody interested in reviewing those documents to obtain a copy in an easy way. So this is a matter for consideration. However, I would like to stress that these two documents are not meant to become a text in the Codex Alimentarius. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. I hope that clarified matters for you, Morocco. Thank you. Are there any other comments? Chile, please.
Yes, señor presidente, solamente de apoyar lo señalado últimamente por la Secretaría en el sentido de que se pueda transparentar los procedimientos, aun cuando sean de procedimientos internos del CODEX, que se transparenten ya sea en el manual o en la página web. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Chile. Are there any other comments on this proposal for new work? I see no flags. Thank you very much, delegates. Then this new work has the approval of the Commission for this new work. The next proposal for new work Thank you, delegates. The next proposal for new work, also from the Committee on Fish and Fishery Products, is for an amendment to the standard for quick frozen fish sticks nitrogen factors. There were no comments from the executive committee with respect to this proposal. They approved furtherance of this proposal. Are there any comments from the commission? I see no flags. I note that the commission approves this new work. The next proposal is the proposed draft standard for fish sauce, also from the same committee. The Codex Executive Committee had no comments and recommends to you adoption or approval of this new work. Are there any comments from the commission, please? I see no flags. I note that the commission approves this new work. The next item, the proposed draft standard for fresh, live, and frozen abalone was considered by the executive committee, which did recommend a slight amendment to this document for consideration by the Committee on Fish and Fishery Products, and that was that that committee consider widening the scope of the work to include other gastropods, and that it take up this consideration at its next session. You will find note of this observation by the executive committee in para 34 of the executive committee's report. Are there any comments? Can the commission approve this new work? I see no flags. I take it then that the commission approves this new work as amended by the executive committee for consideration by Fish and Fishery Products. Thank you very much. The next proposal comes from the Codex Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables, and it is to develop a sampling plan including meteorological provisions, metrological provisions. Global warming is on everyone's mind. Metrological provisions for controlling minimum drained weight of canned fruits and vegetables, and there has been a note from the executive committee which recommends approval of this new work, that the title be amended to include the phrase in packing media. Can the commission endorse or approve this new work with that suggestion from the executive committee? And I see the flag of the United States of America.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The United States wants to comment on this proposed new work. We are not convinced that new work on sampling is necessary. The existing wording in the standards under consideration with respect to drain weight has been in place for decades without problems arising among traders. The existing wording is relatively simple and straightforward. Madam Chair, we raise this point because we believe that it is time for Codex to consider carefully the adoption of new work and to focus on problems that are on work that will solve problems or will address new areas that will advance the stature and will advance the Codex mission substantially. Madam Chair, Codex does not have the resources to take on all new work. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, United States. I note that this proposal comes from a committee that is hosted by the United States. Are you proposing to that it not be carried forward, or are you registering some concern at a lower level of seriousness?
No, thank you, Madam Chair. We will not block the adoption of new work, but we are extremely concerned about the limited resources in Codex and the tendency to take on new projects that don't substantially advance the Codex mission. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, United States. Certainly a very fair comment. Are there any other observations about this proposed new work? Seeing none, I will note then that the Commission approves the taking up of this proposed new work. Thank you very much. The next item before us is from the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Food for Special Dietary Uses, and it is to undertake the establishment, it's titled Establishment and Application of Risk Analysis Principles by the Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses. The Codex Executive Committee also considered this proposal. I point you to paragraphs 36 to 39 in the Executive Committee's report. While recommending approval of this work, it noted that this proposal is in line with the 26th Commission session, which recommended that subsidiary bodies dealing with health and safety should develop risk analysis guidelines specific to their work programs. The Codex Executive Committee noted that the committee should work with FAO and WHO closely, especially in view of the possible establishment of a new joint FAO-WHO expert body along the lines of GEMRA or JECFA, possibly through reactivation of the Joint Expert Committee on Nutrition. Can the Commission accept this new work? May I have the sense of the floor? I see no flags. I note that the Commission endorses this request to start new work. Thank you very much. The next item before us comes from the Coordinating Committee for Asia, and it is a proposed new work for a standard for chili sauce. Again, the Codex Executive Committee reviewed this work, this proposal, and provided the opinion that it should be approved for elaboration as a regional standard, subject to the new policies and procedures to be developed by the Bureau, the Chair and the three Vice Chairs, for submission to the Codex Executive Committee by the time of its next meeting in December. May I have the sense of the committee on this new work proposal on chili sauce?